Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 359.
And it's Fat Friday, and I'm surprised we're even doing this.
Why are you surprised?
Oh, because I picked you up half an hour ago, and you would have never experienced this. Maybe you have. Have you ever driven someone who has been out on the piss and just is off their face and they're just in the back just going...
No, not really. And that what you're describing is my motion sickness.
Well, the breathing is someone on the edge who's about to vomit and all you do... I could imagine if you're an Uber driver listening or you're a cab driver, you would have experienced this a fuckload where you just fingers crossed that the person in your car doesn't vomit. I actually felt like that.
Well, you turned closed the windows at one point and I had to turn the aircon on.
Oh, did you? Oh,
but the reason it's all happened is because I worked from home this morning and we didn't have any food in the house, and so I've just been having black coffee.
Yeah. I mean, this is such a regular occurrence. Am I right, boys?
Have I ever come to work sick?
Many times where you've complained about how much coffee you've
I know, but I've never felt sick.
You've got no filter. I mean, you've
no,
got
I've got filter. I've got a lot of filter coffee. No, so I think that the learning, it's funny. That's why I don't drink alcohol.
You wouldn't have
because
a
Because there's something
filter.
Fun. Yeah, there's something fun. I sort of knew it at the time. It happens with food. I'm like, haha.
Yeah, yeah. On your tombstone, push it to the limit.
Yeah. Do you know, I had a moment like talking about tombstone. Last night I said to Brie, 2084. And she said, what's 2084? I said, that's where I'm going to die. That's the year I'm dying.
That's fucking weird and dark and a bit.
But then we worked it out.
2084!
Did you just, all of a sudden, you're just cooking fucking stir fry?
No, I was just like, you know what? I was just like... We're talking about death and I just thought of what number comes to mind. I said 2084. I mean, that's far away. I'll be in my 90s.
That's a good innings. That's great.
So that's a good – I mean, if I'd said 2022,
yeah,
not good. No. 2084, I've got a good
– I mean, what's the – like the people out there – like I've thought some dark shit before and I know it's just my mind thinking dark shit. Talked about the devil on my shoulder. Yeah. I think we've all got it. We've all had those really dark thoughts, but you're like, that's just silly. I'm just fucking, my brain's capable of thinking weird shit. But
I won't put the knife in the toaster.
I don't even know. Is that a thing? Like there was so many commercials. I remember a TV commercial. It's like, don't put the knife into the toaster. I've never tried it. Don't know anyone personally who's tried it. I've seen my dad bloody, you know.
I've definitely nearly burnt my fingers trying to get a piece of toast.
It's definitely 90% men who have stuck the knife in the toaster that have died.
Doesn't happen as much with toast as bread as it does with other things. I reckon most people who have used a knife with a toaster have probably tried to do one of those like pizza hacks put a slice of pizza.
I'll tell you when it's probably happened. Easter time, there's probably an influx of people dying, hot cross buns. You squash them down, put them in the toaster.
I believe that's how Jesus died. He just fucking, his hot cross bun got stuck in. Do you think that's what, am I fucking the story up?
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, I don't know if it actually happens. I think there's like circuit breakers and stuff. I wouldn't try it.
Was there a big campaign in Canada, 3D Dill, around putting knives in toasters?
Not that I've ever seen.
Enough drunks doing it? Maybe it's an Australian thing.
It feels like
a
90s thing as well.
It definitely does. That's what I mean. There was a lot of hype when we were young. Maybe, like I think our house had a circuit breaker. I think it's a legal requirement now. You need a board that has a circuit breaker. But back in the day, it was loose.
Yeah.
And so I remember our house had it. And I told that story while I was cutting through paper and I got to a hard bit and I went, it's a bit hard. It was Christmas time. And I just went, and bang, there was a chunk blown out of my fucking scissors because I'd just gone through a cord and there was smoke. And the house, you know, turned off.
I remember the electrician seeing the blue electricity, like having a cable that wasn't good as a kid. Yeah. We actually got did you see the company-wide email we got this morning?
What was the company-wide email?
About testing and tagging?
Oh, yeah. That was spam. It came to hi@bigmediacompany.com.
Do you know, is it, Mr. 97, you're across sort of our OH&S. Is it a requirement as a small business that we do testing and tagging?
No, so here's what.
Why are you jumping in?
Because I immediately flagged that as spam. So I saw what email address it came to, hi@bigmediacompany.com, which anyone can get because it's on our website. But
you're getting confused by two questions though.
We've got like people putting us onto their mailing list, which I have a fucking massive problem with.
I've got without a cleaner. Commission. Cleaner keeps emailing.
Yeah. So that's the one. And so they find our email address. Their business is, let's, you know, kit out small businesses with tagged and tested points and blah, blah, blah. It wasn't personal. So it's not, it's, they've just done, their tactic has been, you know, shitloads of outbound emails hoping that they land something. And there's a podcast where they're like, we need to do our tagged and tested.
But my question is, isn't so much whether that's spam or not, but are we meant to get it done?
No. Why? For what?
I mean,
get what done?
Tag and tested.
What does that even mean?
Well, that's
exactly. No, but my point is, you're thinking what? It's a rhetorical question. Why? No. Why are you?
It's not rhetorical.
It's not a rhetorical question. But I'm asking you if you.
Okay, go. Ask me the question.
Your stance is that we need to have it done, and
why
I'm pushing
back.
Why
are you so angry about it?
That we don't need it done. No, I'm just voicing what we need. What we don't need to have done.
Okay, why would you possibly need it done?
Yeah, answer that.
Is that question. What you're saying?
I'm asking you that question.
So as electronics or appliances get older, there are likelihoods of they get weathered or whatever and they sort of become a safety hazard. Mm. And so...
Doesn't need to be done.
Well,
it'd be based on a square meterage of a business or the size of the company.
Why are you talking with so much confidence?
Because I've had leases before. I've had properties where I've, you know, run my business from, and there was never a time that we were ever contacted or needed to do that. So I'm just putting my money on it. You don't know, and you're pretty certain that we need it done.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm just thinking
that we need
it.
It
seems like it's probably not a bad idea.
For what?
For like a fire, like causing fires, all that sort of stuff.
I think we've got our fucking...
One, I mean...
The place is wide. It's a fairly new joint. So I think we're all right.
Well, one strategy is that what we could do is because I lent out my boom box to Hey Tiger, where Bree works, for about a year and a half. And anyway, we got the boom box back yesterday. Mm. And I noticed on my boom box cable, there is a test and tagged...
Oh, yeah. My brother's an electrician. We'll ask him tomorrow when he comes in to install our
new lights. I reckon Mr. 97 or 3D deal.
So there is no legislative requirement for electrical test and tag under the Victorian OHS regulation and the harmonized WHS regulation. Only prescribed periodic electrical testing and keeping of records for hostile work environments.
Hostile. I mean, it felt fucking hostile the way he was approaching
me. I think hostile would be like a construction site stuff where there is.
Oh, okay.
Live
so
wiring.
Building companies.
Yeah.
Amy works for one, and it is a fucking nightmare. So they have to have, bring all their tools, and they all have to be tagged and tested, to be on the site. But here's
some
the thing.
Clients will need us to do it. So if we go on, sorry.
Here's the thing, if they have them tagged and tested on a Monday, and then there's another tagged and tested period of time coming up in 1 month, 2 months.
Once a year, I think.
6 months.
Yeah. So if you get it done that day, then the next day it fucking flicks a bit and you're like, oh, fuck it, I'll just...
So you've gone from tag and testing's bullshit to we should be doing it daily?
No chance. We're not a building company. I'm saying builders need this shit. I'm over the tagged and tested conversation, by the way. There's actually no reason.
I just think, yeah, I understand. I know, but the thing is that your pushback to it.
My pushback is that we don't need it done, and I was right.
And you also, but you argued on the fire detectors as well.
Yeah, and I'm still right. We don't need fire. My point is, what are we arguing about? Are we having a conversation about law, or are we having a conversation about
what's right?
What's right?
Yeah.
Different conversations. Lead with that. You need to separate the conversation. What's right? What's law?
Okay.
So which one is it? Which conversation are we having?
Whenever I'm having a conversation, I'm normally speaking from a place of moral ground or what is right versus legal requirements.
Okay. But you need to specify that or you just have, so every conversation is.
I didn't know that you were a judge.
But no, I think this happens in conversation. Mm-hmm. A lot with people. It's like, which part of the conversation are we speaking to?
Yeah. But I think that you can get really hell bent on the, it's not legally required, but then sometimes I think your stance becomes misinterpreted because you actually think that having fire alarms would be a good idea.
Yeah.
But you're so adamant that legally we don't have to have it that it sort of gets lost that you actually
think
it's okay.
Yeah, because then it becomes about how much time is something going to take? If you're then going, we have to tag and test everything, It's like, fuck, the attention to detail we then need to start applying for across that is probably not necessary. When was the last time you ever had anything tagged and tested for any product you've ever had personally?
Never.
And when has it affected anyone you ever know? It hasn't. I don't know anyone.
Yeah.
And so my point being, it's like you're bringing up an irrelevant fucking point that you're trying to talk about.
I mean, you've done a pretty good monologue on it, so it's definitely hit some form of wire. Just don't know which one it is. So we did go to Rockwell and Sons.
Yeah, we I was going to say we fucked it, but Fat Friday. I know people come to the video to see what we've eaten.
Which we cleaned up the shot after the you were calling them trolls. Definitely not trolls, just people with
– bit of backlash.
Not even backlash. Maybe just people who people have opinions. Feedback. Bit of feedback. Bit of feedback on the visuals.
Yeah. And we're talking about the visuals on YouTube. If you've never watched this show, you may have seen it. If you've never watched this show, jump on YouTube. What you're seeing right now will change in the next couple of days.
See how many more views we got on that video? Double.
After asking for...
When we said we got a new table, it was a bit of Daily Talk Show and goss. Everyone wants to see what's the new table. The guy, I reckon... Yeah. I think you'd be pretty disappointed if you went specifically to look at the table.
Oh, definitely. And there was some young blokes, which I can't tell if they were being serious or not. They were like, we're calling the Daily Talk Show out for copying our setup.
That was completely a joke.
Well, maybe the purpose of, which I learnt yesterday, Zara from Shameless says sarcasm, you're not meant to know it's sarcasm. That's the funny bit about it, which I think you're good at it. Because sometimes you're just tweaked and are annoyed at something, or other times you're actually just pushing the sarcasm part.
Yeah.
And this is the, I guess, people who are sarcastic.
Well, getting a rise.
It's hard, yeah. And so, but I couldn't read the sarcasm.
Whose phone is that?
I couldn't read the sarcasm.
It's not mine.
I couldn't read the sarcasm.
Is it your laptop?
It's not my laptop. It's the Apple Mail. Yeah. Was it you? Just be honest.
Yes.
Did you mute your phone just then?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, I'm done.
And so we went to Rockwell and Sons, which was the burger joint that's closing in 2 days' time.
Josh fucked Fat Fridays because he drank too much coffee.
Yeah, well, the thing was that I actually called Rockwell and Sons and said, hey, can I put an order through? And they said, oh, no, if you want for takeaway, they said if you want delivery or if you want to do takeaway, you have to do it through Uber Eats. Otherwise, you can come here, order it, and take away.
The amount of time, and we've done what I've done a million times, which is go to a restaurant. You get told how long it's going to be.
Normally, it's a breakfast place. Anything that's a very breakfast thing. Yeah, it happens
a lot of breakfast. There's a lot of waiting for – I don't go out for breakfast.
In Melbourne, it's a very
– yeah, you're just waiting fucking 40 minutes to get a table. The amount of times I've said no to waiting, gone off, couldn't find somewhere – it's now 40 minutes into the search.
Yeah.
And if you just waited, you could have been eating within 10 minutes of sitting down. And so that was, I feel it was a bit of that. We went there and you went in, said, it's 30 minutes. I was like, yeah, sweet. 30 minute wait for your burger.
Well, I didn't say yes, sweet.
I said yes, wait. Okay, I said yes, wait. Because you came back to the car and said, hey, 30 minutes. I said, yes, wait.
And I said, no, absolutely not. Which I just didn't want, because I wasn't going to wait. Like, they had no seats for me to sit in.
You could come back to the car.
I know. But I was just like, I wasn't feeling well.
No, that's so, more to the point.
But the thing was, to be honest, what I thought would have been the outcome, which it hasn't worked out that way, which is why you're a good business partner. But I was like, let's Uber Eats it. And then you pushed back straight away, being like, well, we might as well just wait.
No, it would have been longer.
I know, but the thing is, it's longer, but it doesn't involve me waiting. So I'm okay with it. If it takes an hour and I'm able to like move things around in the desk, it's okay. But if it's 30 minutes of sitting there trying to watching people working out whether they push or pull the fucking front door, that was enough. Anyway,
so boys, this is why we haven't had we don't have anything for you for Fat Fries, but this is why we have Mr. 97 here, because what he does is brings in treats.
Yes.
And he preps for Fat Fridays, because this is not, I mean, you're not always bringing in treats. No. What have you brought in today, Mr. 97?
No, well, this was lucky. My brother spent a bit of time. It's all Sam.
I hope he works at Rockwell and Sons and we've got some burgers.
No chance. My brother spent a bit of time during the week doing a bit of baking after Dill mentioned a Canadian treat.
A Nanaimo bar.
What? Nanaimo bar.
Nanaimo bar.
Nanaimo bar.
It's hard when you say an.
Yeah.
And then Nanaimo.
And then Nanaimo bar.
It is
Nanaimo
a. Bar.
Can we guess a? What it is?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, you can guess.
I reckon it's got, a Nanaimo bar definitely has a lot of nougat.
Yeah, I think it's got biscuit bottom. Biscuit bottom and caramel.
Interesting.
There's something.
Yeah, I think it's probably like a Moro bar. Can you say the word again?
Yeah, what is it called? That's why I said the caramel. And the
okay. Nanaimo bar.
Nanaimo bar.
How do you spell that?
Nanaimobar.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's circular and probably long, and I think it's got nougat.
All right, what is it?
It's more similar to what you were saying, Tommy. It's not round at all.
I fucked up. The nougat. Am I right about the nougat?
No.
Okay, all right.
So it's
a biscuit.
No, it's got.
That's what Tommy said.
No, I didn't.
He said it at a biscuit or a like some kind of a base.
Biscuit bottom.
Biscuit bottom. It's got a base. Are you kidding me? So
I said a biscuit bottom and caramel.
Biscuit base.
Anyway,
yeah.
There's three layers. Caramel? No, there's three layers. There's a brownie on the bottom, and then there's a custard filling, and then a layer of chocolate on top.
It's not a biscuit bottom base.
I don't care if I was right or wrong. Brownies and biscuits are close enough. What it was.
But the thing is, I
wasn't over here going, I'm fucking right.
Yeah, no.
I don't really care. Why are you pointing it out? That I was wrong alongside you.
It was just more that I'm actually not annoyed at you. I'm annoyed at 3D Deal being fucking dumb about it.
I would be annoyed if I was 3D Deal for you interrupting him while he's trying to say what just the fucking thing is.
All right.
Anyway, so Sam was trying to find the recipe for it and he couldn't find one on Google, which was surprised me. So he just sort of winged it and made it. So
we're trying a makeshift recipe of a Nanaimo bar.
Yeah.
You're trying Australian Nanaimo bars.
Have you had one yet, 3D Deal?
Yeah, I have. They're actually really good.
Okay. And yeah, I'd love it.
You've given them the Canadian tick
I've
of approval.
I've given them the Canadian tick of approval.
So people actually make these at home. It's not like a Mars bar. This is something that...
Yeah. You can buy it from the store or make it yourself.
I'm so happy. Yeah. Can I smell it?
It's a very traditional Christmas thing. You would have it around Christmas time, Christmas morning.
Can I just say... Yeah, sorry.
I'm
really happy because I feel like the reason I'm sick is because I haven't eaten. What are you doing? You're already ruining them.
No, I'm not.
No, that was already like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to try it. Do you know what it reminds me of? Mars bar slice.
Yeah. It's very much something that you'd find at, you know, a primary school fete where you could buy them in slices. He's fucked it. They're very thick.
Oh.
Is it good?
Can we eat all of them?
Yeah, you can have all of it. Well, I leave two for Dill, but yeah.
Wow.
You can have two each.
Sam, I know you don't watch the show and that Mr. 97 will have to give you the time code, but this is delicious.
Mm.
Really good.
It's amazing. And this is the first thing Josh has eaten for the day. Oh, no, you ate cheese.
Well, that was the thing. I needed something.
I mean, we could have just had the burgers, which I think everyone would have loved.
Can we still do that? Could we Uber Eats it or no?
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
All right.
I reckon that's a good idea.
do you want to put it on Uber Eats now?
No.
Okay, we'll do it after.
Because I don't know what I'm looking for. So these are some of the feedback that we got on the desk, which we've changed the camera angle, which is what I was getting at before. Not sold on the new layout. Too far from the camera and a lot of empty space on the table. Miss the close-up of your mugs. See, that's constructive feedback. It's nice.
Do you want me to?
Well, they're so heavily invested, right? So it's great getting that feedback.
Yeah.
Should I rebut?
No. We'll do a response.
It's going to be multi-camera.
Okay.
Just wait.
The two of you are too far apart from each other and you are too far away from the camera.
Mm-hmm.
That was another one. Last one. Loving the layout, guys. With the multi-camera setup, this will look amazing. So, I mean, he solved it. Mr. 97 hasn't put who it's from in the notes.
Bernard that last one.
Bernard, shout out to Bernard for bringing that positivity to the tabes.
Bernard.
Yeah, so sorry.
What for?
Because you said Bernard.
Bernard.
That's not what you said though.
I said Bernard. What did I say?
No, you said
Bernard. Bernard.
Bernard.
Bernard.
But
Bernard. I'm fucking saying his name. There's a bit of a joke behind it too. Yeah. I know.
I just fucked up Durham. We got that right. Do you know one that I liked that was in our Instagram? Mm. Though they said it was looking a little bit, you're not going to eat the whole thing.
Go on.
A bit drive. /breakfast show. Did you see that?
I didn't know what it meant though. What does that mean?
I guess it's just looking like a radio studio, which I don't mind. If we could do that, but a better, like a better version.
Here's the thing. You ask for feedback. You can't help. I think it's human to fucking just be slightly ticked off at stuff. Even if you're like, yeah, I know. It's just, it's me being silly. But it's like, things do tick you off. My initial response to that is, send me a radio studio that looks like this. I've never seen one in my life and I've been in plenty.
I think it's maybe the distance between it and all that sort of thing. But the funny thing is I was out to...
being far away. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I was invited to a book club and I was there and I was getting... We've never had that many YouTube comments before. It was a highly engaged video.
Yeah.
And my Apple Watch just kept going off. I just kept reading them. And so I was very distracted through the whole thing.
And what were you meant to be doing?
I actually hadn't read the book because, well, I was just invited last minute, but they were deciding on what the book is, which is going to be
the boy eats world. It's like the first day of the book club. So no, this wasn't 3 weeks into the book club where everyone's read.
No, it was 3 weeks. They were all, but that no one liked the book.
Oh, they're picking a new one.
And so they're picking a new one for the next month. And so I'm sort of at that transitional point for that.
Yeah. And what did the conversation, what was the conversation about?
For the book?
Like just about, like about? What goes on?
It actually became a lot about food, if you could believe it.
Who was spearheading the conversation?
Well, it was me to start with, but it turns out that one of the girls, Erin, loves soup. And she's been making lots of soup.
God. I mean, this. Remember how ages ago you're like, we're saying, overhearing basic conversation that people have that is just like, oh. Like if I was at a cafe and I was listening to someone next to me talk about how they're cooking soup, I'd be like,
it was actually pretty fun. There, dude. We're talking about like, it's like, yeah, I don't use lentils that much. Like, oh my God, you should be using lentils.
God.
That was sort of the.
Yeah, lentils are good.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all running at a pretty basic level, aren't we?
Yeah. I think it's like...
It's surface level chat. It's...
which I like.
Top of the soup chat.
But the thing is, it's because we didn't have the book, but we're about to read. It's like Boy Swallows Universe.
Oh, yeah. Fiction, non-fiction?
Fiction.
Yeah.
So...
It's not your cup of tea usually.
Well, that's what I thought. It would be something fun, something different.
I think it's nice to try something out of your wheelhouse.
Yeah. So yesterday, after the show, we had... a big shoot.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of influencers that were content. I don't like calling them influencers.
People who have spent some time on social media and built up an audience and are doing cool shit.
And they're content creators.
Yeah, content creators. I think it was women. It was five, six women across the day that we shot videos on. They're like profiles, Q&A style stuff. I just loved how... I was thinking, and I was talking with Amy on the way home about self-belief.
Yeah.
And I was saying there's like self-belief isn't the sure equation to success in whatever you're doing. It's a part of the equation because there's heaps of people with no self-belief that have become successful musicians. There's heaps that go on to kill themselves because they fucking hate themselves and they've got they don't feel good about themselves. So... And I look at that and I say, you know, it's quite hyperbolic, but it's like that's an extreme example of someone with no self-belief that also is super talented. So the talent is what leads them to the success. But then seeing, I love seeing this bunch of girls and how each one of them had self-belief translating in a different way. You know, they're sure about what they do. And everyone sort of said that they didn't like the question of...
what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? Explain.
We're pretty shit at it as well.
I think it's quite universal. I think it's quite out of the box to be able to say, you know, it's like working out your sales pitch or your elevator pitch. It's like work it backwards, you know. So if you were a video production company, lead with the solution or the feeling that the solution you provide delivers for people. So it's like, you know, when you want to engage people and you want to capture their attention to make them feel great. Yeah. Well, that's what I do. My video production. So it's like I've been to seminars where they're just teaching you how to reverse engineer it, reverse engineer that sort of
elevator. To make it more interesting.
That pitch, you know. And so I always think that having it summarized like that can come across a bit gross, which is why I think if you're wanting to actually make connection, most people won't give you the fucking sales pitch because they're like, it's not human really to be like, you know, serving up in this confident manner in every scenario. So
it's a single dimension.
It might work up on stage where you are needing to deliver a rock solid 30 seconds on who you are and not humming and ahhing. So I get that. But then just across the board when you're speaking to, you know, everyday people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is too that we're multidimensional. I think what do you do is from the industrial age where it's like I screw the thing onto the thing.
Yeah, or number five in the picking line of the mechanics plant. Well,
yeah, there's. I think that like future of work and where it's all going is it's like you do multifaceted. And I guess that's what everyone had in common, all of the creators that we spoke to yesterday. It's like they don't do a single thing. It's like you've got to be entrepreneurial and have 10 things going. But the other thing too, I feel like that I learned from there is the importance of not community, but just it was nice seeing all people doing their individual thing, supporting one another as well. So it's like the conversations that are happening and that sort of support, I think, was really nice.
Yeah. Well, there's the online community and then there's the creator community. Mm-hmm. You see, I mean, this is why there's things like meetups and stuff, which don't always work, but one of the questions that were asked of the people was, have you made friends online, internet friends? Have you turned into real life friends?
Yeah, that's the question. It was like, have you ever made any IRL friends on Instagram?
Yeah, I didn't want to say it exactly how it is. I mean, anyway, have you made internet? And most of them have because half of the people that they end up becoming friends with are creators as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so what we're doing, it was for a new app called Milkshake. And they're on Instagram, go.milkshake. But it's it basically makes it easy for you to create like a microsite. So if you go onto your Instagram account, you don't have a website, or you might have six different websites, you can click on a Milkshake link and the creator can have all their links, but also like a bio and all that sort of thing.
What did you learn, Mr. 97, as he yawns off camera?
Being on set?
Probably how great the collaboration was between people. I never realized, I guess, how interconnected everyone was.
Yeah.
Like you look at all these people doing their separate things, but then when they meet up in person, everyone knows each other and they're all mates and they've already collaborated with each other before. So, yeah, it was cool seeing that.
Yeah. I mean, there was a girl there that we were filming. Her and I grew up in the, you know, knocked around the same areas and I haven't seen her in 15 years. And she said to me, oh, I've seen you everywhere. So it's like I've seen her everywhere too, online. And so you see how you're just in touch with a bunch of people, you know, from even if it's one way, even if it's I don't speak to her online, but I'm just sort of consuming what she does and she does the same for me. And then you see each other, you're like, what's up?
Well, it is nice to connect in real life.
Yeah, it is nice,
It's funny just looking at the translation of having – you're interacting with them online, but then that's translated into real life and you just feel like you actually know them and that you've engaged with them before. That was cool.
I think that's part of the – I reckon that's where I maybe – not weird people out, but I'm probably against the grain, which is if I know something about someone, I lead with it. Where I feel like there's probably a vibe that you might know all this stuff about someone based on their online thing, but then you don't really talk about it. Whereas I'm like, I saw you in Sydney. I saw that you're in Sydney. I saw you did this thing. Whereas I think that a lot of people, it's like, I get the impression sometimes like you'll see someone and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing that thing. It's like, you saw my Instagram. You know what I mean? Like we sort of, for whatever reason, we want to pretend like we don't know all this shit about people.
Yeah.
Is it like a polite thing to do, man?
I think it's just polite people not wanting to feel like they're intruding and just keeping tabs on you.
Yeah. I mean, we're sharing the content anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, but I think it's a wankery thing to assume people know stuff about you. And so that's, I don't think it is wanky because I think we all do it. Like I remember living in Shepparton and I'd meet people. I knew that knew who I was without being fucking egotistical, maybe slightly, that I worked at the radio station. But you're kind of having these conversations where it's like, you know about what I've been doing, because you probably, like, you can, you get hints,
yeah,
little subtle hints. And so I'm like, ah, yeah, I know it. But
you're never going to lead with that. It's like if you're a famous person, if you're George Clooney and you meet someone, you're still going to say, hey, I'm George.
Yeah.
Or do you reckon he says, I'm George Clooney? Hi, I'm George Clooney. Full name? Don't know.
I mean, yeah, he's George Clooney. He's not George. Who calls him George?
Could you imagine
his mates, but
him at a Starbucks.
Yeah.
So easy. Never has to say his name.
Yeah. Some things about fame that would help.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of them. But on Monday, it's our 360th episode.
Oh, yeah.
And so
it's going to be interesting.
We're doing it from Shepparton.
Yeah.
From your studio, from your old studio.
Yeah.
Got the okay for that. Admin's been a little bit annoying today. Mr. 97 gave me, can you tell me if you think this is a bit silly? Mr. 97 gave me a letter what was it? Like stickers and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. A letter.
To post.
Yeah.
To post.
Sure. Easy.
He said, can you just post this?
Yeah, you walk past the post box every night on the way home.
Absolutely fine. And so I was like, yeah, cool, man. I'll do it. And I put it in my bag. I'm like, there's no stamp on it.
Nothing. What do you mean?
Of course there's no stamp on it. Why would you need a stamp on it? They stamp it at the post office.
Oh, you're saying you're going to go to the post office?
Yeah. And so I never agreed to, like, yeah, I'll put your letter in a post box or whatever. That's fine. But don't you think it's a little, if you got a letter and it's like, hey man, do you mind just, if you're swinging past, can you just post it? There's no assumption that I've got to buy the stamp.
Don't you think that
was a miscommunication from his end?
He's closer to being born than, you know, we are.
So he's younger, like, so he just doesn't have the experience.
He doesn't understand mail.
I mean, but what do you think, Fredo Dill?
We've never used stamps.
As in, we have
any stickers arrive at anyone's house?
Yeah. To be honest, Mr. 97, Josh hasn't done any mailing in this business ever. He's outsourced it all. And so I have gone and fucking paid for the stamps and done what you're saying, which is, okay, I've got the envelopes, which I have some upstairs that then need to be stamped at the post office.
And I know this annoys you because I'm sort of out of the loop, but this is a common occurrence, which is you guys will do a thing. I
wasn't a part of that.
Okay, well, you don't have to throw him under the bus.
No.
But what I'm just saying is I won't be part of a thing and then all of a sudden I'm part of it once.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, are you telling me we don't have stamps at the office? Which yes. I understand the annoyance. I understand that I've been doing this for 6 months or whatever. Josh has to go to the post.
Who's been doing it for 6 months?
97.
Yeah. So what did you do is more to the point.
It hasn't been sent yet. Because we were going to send it after we got Rockwell & Sons burgers.
I didn't know that.
Or before. But so we haven't... So we need to collect the 360 camera I saw on the Express.
Oh, we got it.
Yeah, so it says it's in Abbotsford.
Waiting for
pickup. So we know that the GoPro Fusion, thanks to our friend Trevor Long at EFTM, we're going to be able to do the 360 in the studio. So that's good. You seem happy because you weren't expecting that?
Yeah, 360 of our... I still want a backup. I still want us to film it.
Well, we'll film it on the C200 as well.
Yeah. That's what I want.
Yeah.
So if we can get a backup of that and we film it in 360.
But I remember back in the day when I was young and mum and dad would just have a big, like a box of stamps that are on stickers and you would just...
Yeah, it's because they're old as fuck.
But can we do that?
Yeah, we can. I mean, we have a purpose for it. If we didn't have a business that sent out merch...
Mm. Which we do.
I think,
can we just spend $100?
Oh, we'll have heaps.
How many is that?
100. It's a dollar per sticker.
So that's
which you don't need to get 100 pack. We get a 50 pack or, you know, we get 100 pack and then we get envelopes, sleeves and stuff. Like, we can build out a little merch section that can just be fast shipping. But, it is a big media company thing to do.
Yeah. Can you actually can you legally have your own stamps?
You can get custom. In Canada, you can get like custom stamps.
Yeah, I've heard some of the...
kind of order your own kind of thing.
With a queen.
There's a bunch of digital ones, but then you need a printer. And so there is like...
That was the issue.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Because I asked Bree to print something. We just gave away our old printer to Bree's sister. And she had a very good point. I said, we don't have a printer. And she said, I thought you do have a printer. She said, do you mean you don't have ink?
Yeah.
I was like, yes. But I've never actually, the funny thing is, I've never bought ink. I've bought many printers.
Mate.
Because it's normally cheaper.
It's so horrible. How the fuck have we got to this point?
As a business?
As a world. Because why is ink more expensive
than the printer?
Than the fucking printer.
It doesn't make sense.
To get the ink
it?
For the printer I bought, which was $400, it's something fucking outrageous. It's an amount that I could go and buy another printer. It wouldn't be as good as the one I've got, but I don't need the scanner and the bullshit stuff that comes with it.
It's funny. We're almost like every single time we just buy a new printer, it feels like we're getting cheaper and cheaper printers to the point where we're going to have the shittiest printer.
But you don't want to have to do that.
We don't. What I was saying to Bray is I'm like, I think I would like to see us have a really nice printer.
Why?
Well, just because
I don't think you deserve a nice printer because I don't think you would upkeep a printer.
But if it's
you don't deserve a dog if you're not going to groom.
But if
dog.
It's a really nice printer, then it's one of those things. Like I can just imagine like a really easy toner, you know, like a big block thing that you just put in rather than having to worry about like, oh, we're out of magenta. Yeah. What the fucking? Who prints magenta?
I mean. The thing is, we just need to get this company big enough that you can have someone else doing all of this shit for you.
Yeah.
Because it's upsetting. Because if you don't do it and you're annoyed that it hasn't been done, most people, everyone else doesn't want to have to do it either.
One of my favorite stories is when I worked in a government agency. It sounds cooler than it was.
Yeah.
But a lot of sort of middle management, and there was my manager would print out every email he got and he'd put it in a folder.
I've heard of this. Candy got in trouble when we were working in
too many bits of paper,
too much printing. Well, the thing is, if you work for a business, it's costing them money every time you print. You're printing money.
Do you remember
that's exactly what you're doing? So, if you fucking print every email, pull your head in.
Do you remember?
You don't need to eat that, dude.
I was thinking
We should eat.
I've got more.
Oh, you do.
I think he's more concerned about
more. It wasn't that I needed more. It was that I'm looking out for my mate who nearly vomited in my car and he's just nearly smashed half a cage.
These are nice and fresh though. I think you'll like this.
Oh, there's something else. I'm sorry I put my fingers all over that. So these are macaroons or macarons? Oops.
These are macaroons. I've had them in France where they're from.
Why'd you say it like that? I got a broken one. That's fine.
That's right. I crushed it with the lid when I was putting it in this morning.
This Fat Friday is fucking pear-shaped.
Lemon. Is it?
It's lemon, yeah.
Mm. Not a fan.
Sorry, Sam?
Are you not a fan of lemon? Not a fan of lemon or not a fan?
No, I'm not a fan of lemon. Like, I'm not a fan of, like, lemon cake. I'm not a fan of orange cake. Citrus cakes? Definitely not a fan. Appreciative, Sam. Not a fan, though.
About 16% of our audience prefer lemon over mango.
For what?
Yogurt. I ran that poll about 2 weeks ago.
Is that a thing? What lemon?
It was a protein
yogurt.
Yeah, it was a protein yogurt. Mm. But I can't actually stomach any of them now because I left it on the table for too long and it goes a real.
What do you mean too long? How long?
Like 15 minutes.
I mean, where do we get these things as humans? Like, where do we get? So I tell you,
whey protein. How do they come up with that?
No, whey protein is extract from milk. So it's like this is why you can get whey protein that doesn't have dairy in it. It's because it's extracted from milk.
I meant not so much literally, but how do you know that? How do you know to do that? How did they know that we'll take the milk and then we'll make it a powder?
I mean, how'd they know to build a roadcaster? How'd you know to put all the bits and pieces together?
Who thought of drinking milk from a cow?
I mean, that's a sort of a classic one,
isn't it? Who thought
of
putting a penis in a vagina? That's a fucking literal. Like, how did we work out how we procreate, other than the feeling?
Mr. 97 looks shocked. He's only just worked out. That's bullshit. Bullshit.
No, but seriously, think about that.
Who would have thought the birds of the bees would come out now?
That. Who worked out?
He's like, man. Yeah, I can't believe it either.
Who worked out that it was ejaculation into a vagina that actually made us? At what point, like fucking cavemen, if that's where you think
how many
we came
holes
from.
Did someone fuck before they worked out?
How many years did it take for them to work out that doing that and then, you know, feeling that fucking good feeling was the thing? That Amy and I were like, we had this discussion the other day. We're like, what the fuck?
Did it happen after sex? Was
it? No, it didn't happen after sex.
It's a pretty funny.
But it's funny.
Yeah.
It's very fucking funny.
It is pretty crazy to think that what happens as a result of sex.
Yeah. I mean, Amy's got an app now and she can, and you basically put in your, when you had your last period, uh-huh. you probably put in a few periods and then it will give you like the times that your
period prediction
ovulating. So you can mm-hmm. see when you could fall pregnant uh-huh. and it even goes as far as telling you when it could be a high chance of it being a boy and high chance of it being a girl. And so,
really?
Yeah.
Based on what?
Science.
Yeah, there's something about, I don't know.
No, but I think I remember hearing, can you Google this, Mr. 97? You're really not eating the whole thing. I'm going to have one of these and then I'm going to just
have
stop
my
for
last
the rock.
Bit. Have my bit.
No, I don't want you grubby seconds. I remember hearing Steve Irwin talk about he wanted a girl. And so they would put ice packs on his balls. This was on Andrew Denton's Enough Rope. But he would put ice packs on his balls because it was, or maybe it's the other way around, it was a boy. But basically the temperature of your nuts would determine whether you had a boy or a girl. I think it may be the other way around. I think athletes tend to have sweaty nuts and they normally have girls.
Yeah, okay.
IT professionals, probably more boys. Is that right?
Okay, so when icing your balls for between 30 minutes, like for a 30-minute time period for mm-hmm. two consecutive weeks, so it's 30 minutes a day for 14 days.
Icy balls for 30 minutes a day.
It lowers the scrotal temperature by about 12 degrees.
Yeah, sure, because you've got ice on your nuts.
And as a result, sperm counts nearly tripled. Some showed little improvement on semen quality. Some showed dramatic improvement. That's why us Canadians are fucking ballers.
Ballers.
Because we're cold
because of
for
the cold nutted yeah. humans.
So, I mean, that's talking about sperm count.
Which is...
But it doesn't tell us whether it's gender. Can you look up gender and scrotum temperature?
Yeah. Give me a second.
Yeah. I mean, so these apps, I don't know how they work. It just said that, but I saw it last night. And I saw that it was like last night if we had sex and did that
cool
thing that you need to do to have a baby. It would have high chance of it being a girl, according to the
really,
app, which would be lovely. I'd like a little bubba, little baby girl.
Cooling the testicles, having cold showers, or wearing loose fitting clothing may be beneficial for a boy.
For a boy.
Yeah, no. So I think I fucked up. I think what happened was
no. You
he had
you were right. Athletes have hot balls.
Yeah, hot balls. So they have girls.
Yeah.
And so if you want a boy, keep your nuts cold. It's interesting. Do you think that would change things?
I mean, I'm just thinking
your
about
strategy?
My nuts. I've had a boy and have they been cold? I don't know.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Based on that temperature thing, I feel like you'd be more likely to have a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you are sort of in IT.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
I
do box jumps. You
know? Which is good for testosterone. Anyway, so we've got a road trip that we're doing for Monday and Tuesday and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, the first couple of shows next week are going to be
on the road.
From the road.
And so I didn't realise this. I had said that it was regional Victoria.
It is.
Mr. 97 pointed out. It's actually New South Wales.
Oh, regional Victoria where we're doing Monday's show, which is Shepparton, mm-hmm. and then we're crossing the border, baby. We're going to a place called Leeton, and small town. Our client said, I said to him, how many people there? And he said 20, it was like 25,000 or something.
It's pretty big. We're just talking
about my nuts right now.
No, we're talking about
I've got
the slice.
Them out and I'm icing them because I want
definitely youtube.com/thedailytalkshow. What's the yellow bit? Is that nougat?
No, the yellow bit is typically supposed to be just like a cream custard. Mm-hmm. But I think Sam has put it's like a coconut cream,
like butter, sugar, coconut,
mixed
together, and it's amazing.
It's very good.
It's really good.
What do we think about going to Sydney?
Yeah.
For what? Am I still telling my story?
Yeah. You were saying about going to New South Wales and stuff?
No, doesn't matter. It's all good. Anyway, let's wrap it up.
Do we want to go to Sydney or no, too far? From Leeton?
No way. It's 7 hours from where we're going.
Mm. But we're driven half the way there nearly.
No.
We're close to Canberra. Could we go see Diabetic Nason?
No, it's inland. We've got, like I said, this is near Wagga.
Okay. What were you going to say? I want to hear about the population thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, I said something. I thought I heard him say something like 25,000. And he's like, no, 2,500.
Mm.
So it's a small town up in New South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're going to be. And we'll do our show from the apartments that we've hired.
Yeah.
I got us all beds, guys. Not in the same room. We've all got your own room.
I was sort of excited about like separate beds, but being in the same room.
Definitely not when you fucking listen to podcasts and the same one every
night. But there's something nice because you can talk about it afterwards.
No, not really. I'm pretty much wanting to go to sleep.
I was happy. Last night I was so fucking happy because I was listening to an audio podcast.
Mm.
And then halfway through, Bree's like, oh, who's Letterman talking about here?
Like, she's listening.
Yeah, like, you're listening, babe.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot.
Well, she's right next to you and you've fucking got it on loudspeaker. It's
yeah.
The most annoying thing.
Do you know what you should be talking about loudspeaker?
Do you ask her if you can do it? You say, Bree, do you mind if I do this now? Or you just
It's a thing.
Okay.
Do you ask every time you take a snack from the fridge? You're thinking what, about it.
No.
You don't ask, Amy.
I don't snack from the fridge. When am I at home? I don't really snack from the fridge.
What have you got in the fridge?
Start snacking from the fridge.
It isn't quite a. Yeah. I actually get.
Like, I think about people who are like, oh, this fucking just before bed, have a little snack.
Any of you guys like a midnight snacker?
I'm a huge midnight snacker.
Really?
No. Midnight snacking makes sense for you because you're usually still up at 12.
Yeah.
You,
well, I mean, like, if I'm going to go to bed,
which just means you're a midnight snacker, but
I'll eat something before I go to bed.
For us, it's more
it'd
like
weird for me because I would have been asleep for 3 hours.
That's the weird thing.
I've done that before, though.
And like, you don't smoke weed.
No, I'm just hungry. Like, there's been definitely times where I've had a few. Like, I've gone out for dinner, had a few drinks, had like 2 or 3 drinks, come home, slept for like 3 hours, wake up, it's like 3:30
in the morning.
In the morning, go downstairs, get a glass of water, and then just have a bowl of cereal. Then go back to
interesting. Today. Real pothead behavior minus the pot. Amazing.
When we drive, Bree was saying, oh, you and Tommy are going to take turns.
Yeah, I can drive.
I think it's because it's my car.
You can.
I was thinking about it. I was like, I'm actually just happy to drive.
You can. I've punched out Melbourne to Sydney like fucking by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Same
and day. Now we're doing fucking, I go this halfway, then this you do the rest to Sydney.
Yeah. But this is hard. Well, you got it. Once you drive to Sydney, Josh, you do realize there's the drive back.
Mm.
So there's another fucking 12 hours.
Yeah, that's the one bit.
It's very annoying.
Anyway, it's the Daily Talk Show. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email. I'm trying to think if there's any other admin. Surely we have some more admin for a Friday. Anything else happening? 3D Deal's been working on the website. That's coming along nicely.
Lots of lovely inbox messages on Instagram. I will say we're very, very close to 1,000 people on our Insta account. And so I'd like to see that tick over.
Yeah, thank you to Shannon.
996 or something.
How nice was Shannon's message?
Yeah, Shannon's was lovely. We've received a bunch of people writing to us.
There is that uncommon episode that we did with Jordan Michaelides, episode 120.
Great feedback.
Hold out.
That.
Oh, great.
Great feedback, yeah.
Hold on to your hats, which is Scooter Derek's podcast.
Yeah.
He said that it was coming out yesterday.
Yeah, it's
I did
coming
a big,
out.
Big push on social media.
It should be out today, though, but that's a podcast where him and Dan Lee talk about fatherhood and parenting and stuff. And so we talked about a bunch of stuff.
Absolutely love that song that we're playing yesterday.
Old Town Road.
Putting on the horse. Old Town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I mean, that's what it is, one of the most popular songs at the moment. Lil Nas. Yeah.
It's so good. I love it. I reckon it's going to do big things for country music.
I don't think so. I don't know if that. It's a rap song that has a country twang to it because Billy Ray Cyrus is in it. But, no, I get it. I get it. It's a good song. I love it. I'm very surprised at how much I love it for the song that it is. But it's like if it is – it's a pop phenomenon song. Like that's why you're into it.
Mm.
This is like – I was saying to Mr. 97, there's – maybe even on this show, it's like there is songs that shift culture – that come out every 6 months. And this is a big one. Not as much shifting. There's no real dance to it. But like there's a bunch of these that have come out that like have this huge takeoff.
You had a – sorry, I'm still eating. You had a fight with the makeup artist, hair and makeup artist yesterday, Kat.
Ah, we were talking about
Miley Cyrus versus Taylor Swift in regards to country. You said Miley Cyrus is more of a country music star
at heart
than Taylor Swift
because her dad's Billy Ray Cyrus.
But Taylor Swift is actually a country music star.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
So you're backing down on that because you're pretty.
No, sometimes I just like fucking getting revved up. Just.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, I was listening to that.
Yeah, it's a bit much. Anyway, it's a Daily Talk Show. Hi, thedailytalkshow.com is the email address.
I'm off to cool me nuts.
Yeah, cool your nuts. On we'll have a few ice packs in the car, and on
30 minutes too long to cool the nuts. They'd fall off. They'd tuck back up into me gooch. You know, they'd just anyway.
On Wednesday, the studio will look very different. Hopefully, we won't have the sign yet and shit, but it's a work in progress.
I'm sick of your trolley. Trolling on the studio.
We'll see you Monday, guys, from Shepparton in Victoria.
See you guys.
See ya.